I am Central Coast attorney Dave Durringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all trusts are not created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain alienable rights, that among these are powers to defer, avoid, or shift taxation, to shelter assets from creditors, that to secure these rights, trusts are created by me. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Durringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105, or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
I'm Omar Reese with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Ravens have filled their head coaching vacancy, hiring Chargers defensive coordinator Jesse Minter as their next head coach. Minter spent the past four seasons working under Jim Harbaugh at Michigan and with the Chargers. Prior to that, he was part of John Harbaugh's staff in Baltimore from 2017 to 2020. Minter saying he's honored to serve as the Ravens head coach, and this organization reflects everything he believes about the game of football. Minter will be just the fourth head coach in franchise history. Elsewhere, the Titans officially announcing Robert Saleh as their next head coach. Saleh saying Tennessee was the most desirable location for him and felt like the team fit him best. Saleh adding that he's excited about bringing a winner back to Nashville. And the Bucs have hired former Falcons offensive coordinator Zach Robinson as their new OC. Robinson previously worked with quarterback Baker Mayfield in 2022 while with the Rams. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
What if your instincts could pay off? With Robinhood Prediction Markets, you could put your sports IQ to work on the games you know best. It's not you against the house. It's you participating in a live market. Buy or sell your predictions all game long. Trade every play with Robinhood. Visit Robinhood.com/predict. That's Robinhood.com/predict. Futures and cleared swaps trading involves significant risk and is not appropriate for everyone. Event contracts are offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, a registered futures commission merchant and swap firm.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.com.
Bovino Vineyards in the beautiful hills of Templeton, home to diverse collection of standalone varietals and beautiful blends. Owner Dan Souza, grape grower and dairy farmer, chose the name Bovino, bovine for his dairy herd, and vino for his wines. Winemaker Steve Anglum says, if it's been a while or you haven't had a chance to visit Bovino, now is the time. Bovino Vineyards on El Pomar in Templeton open Friday, Saturday, and Monday. Enjoy the brilliant wines, the cozy tasting room, or out on the deck with breathtaking views. Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, you'll find a full assortment of rain gear, including waterproof jackets, pants, and bibs. And at D&J, Wolverine boots, 15% off. Long and short sleeve Western shirts, 20% off. And women's Levi jackets, 15% off. And don't forget, gift certificates are available as well as special orders. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, January 23rd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority holding stakeholder workshops, live fire training in Templeton this weekend. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds early, then partly cloudy today. Highs in the mid-60s. It's 38 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority will be holding two stakeholder workshops in February to discuss and gather stakeholder feedback. Feedback will focus on how PRAGA can improve stakeholder representation and a review of the next fiscal year's budget and direction on a funding mechanism. Stakeholder input forms are available now ahead of the workshop and are due February 4th. They can be found at PassRebelsAGA.org. The feedback stakeholder workshops will be held February 10th and February 11th. The meeting on the 10th will be in person, with location being finalized, and the 11th meeting is online. Feedback gathered from these two meetings and the online forums will be presented to the board during its regular meeting February 18th. The regular board meeting scheduled for January 28th has been canceled. Templeton Fire and Emergency Services announced they will be holding a live fire training burn Sunday, January 25th. The burn starts at 9 a.m. and will conclude at 6 p.m., held at 1400 South Main Street. The purpose is to provide Templeton firefighters and attending neighboring agencies with a realistic live fire training opportunity. The burn has been approved by the County Air Pollution Control District and poses no threat to neighboring businesses or residences. Smoke and drifting smoke are expected throughout the day. Firefighters will train in interior fire attack, vertical ventilation, search and rescue, survival and salvage, and overhaul operations. Templeton Fire appreciates the community's understanding as they conduct this training operation. Public workshop for new Paso Robles Municipal Airport logo. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. In November, the Paso Robles City Council approved the process to create a new logo for the municipal airport. The city will host a public workshop February 12th from 4 to 6 p.m. so members of the community, airport users, and local stakeholders can be a part of the creative process behind the first Paso Robles Municipal Airport logo. Attendees will be shown early concepts for the new logo and be able to provide their feedback and ideas. The workshop will be held in the airport terminal, 4900 Wingway, Paso Robles. The city has also launched a new economic development dashboard available on their website. The dashboard provides snapshots of housing, workforce data, economic statistics, and more. A bridge on Creston Road, about 5 miles east of Paso Robles, was damaged from previous winter storms. The County Board of Supervisors opened a contract for bids in December last year to replace the bridge with a new concrete bridge. The board will discuss awarding the contract in its next meeting Tuesday, January 27th, for about $3.5 million. The project has been approved for funding through a federal relief program through Caltrans, but it has not yet been allocated to the state. Until the allocation occurs, the county can invoice part of the project cost for reimbursement once funds have been allocated. You can attend Tuesday's meeting in person or watch online. The County Elections Office is calling on young artists to submit I Voted sticker designs for the upcoming June and November 2026 elections. First starting in 2024, the contest allows young artists, grades 3 through 12, to submit sticker designs that will be printed and distributed at polling locations. The entry period starts Tuesday, and entries will be accepted through March 10th. Stickers must include the words I Voted or Yo Voté or Future Voter, and can be submitted in person, mail, or via email. Previous winners have hailed from Georgia Brown Elementary, Old Mission School, and San Luis Obispo High School. Complete rules can be found at slowvote.gov. Winners will be announced April 2026. In sports for the NFL, conference championships on Sunday, KPRL will have the Patriots and Broncos game at 11 a.m., and the Rams and Seahawks game in the afternoon. In the NBA, yesterday the Clippers beat the Lakers 112-104, the Mavericks over the Warriors 123-115, the Trailblazers beat the Heat 127-110, Spurs over the Jazz 126-109. Tonight, the Kings will face the Cavaliers, the Nuggets will go against the Bucks, the Pacers will face the Thunder, the Pelicans will go against the Grizzlies. In California news, A lawsuit has been filed against several franchises of Motel 6, alleging they were aware of and facilitated the sex trafficking of a woman. The lawsuit was first filed on October 28th and amended January 12th. The lawsuit says a mother was lured into being trafficked by a man who forced her to have sex with buyers daily using Motel 6 locations on rotation and while she was carrying out a pregnancy. One location alleged in this lawsuit is in San Luis Obispo. Five states, including California, have requested a judge to block the Trump administration's attempt to withhold funding for child care subsidies and other programs. The Trump administration said the funding would be paused due to a reason to believe states were granting benefits to people in the country illegally. But the states say this is intended to damage Trump's political adversaries. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Bringing more diversity onto the farm with crop rotation and cover crops sure sounds nice, but is it actually achieving better results for farmers? Dr. Erin Silva says she's seeing data from her farmers that she works with that answers that question with an emphatic yes. Dr. Silva is an associate professor and state extension specialist in organic and sustainable cropping systems at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
It's been truly inspiring to hear and see from the on-farm research we've done the soil health benefits that are achieved from the adoption of these practices, and to be able to go on to the farms and see the data that farmers have collected themselves through soil tests, as well as the data that we've collected in farms that have been long-term adopters of these different systems, and hear their stories about how that has helped them in terms of being able to be better managers and being able to reduce their inputs. The data shows that indeed, you know, the integration of diversity and integration of cover crops, we do see better soil structure, we see better bulk density, we see better nutrient cycling. And to hear the farmer stories really drives me.
Silva says the changes aren't instant, but farmers who focus on soil health over time tend to be glad they did.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication. Or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
And that's today's Farm of the Future report brought to you by the Ag Information Network. I'm Tim Hamrich.
Time for Mattress Talk with Rich London.
I've got them with springs underneath, with latex on it, memory foam, you name it, I've got them in here. I've got them all on special prices, and of course I still have some of my closeout models too, but I've even got adjustable bases, Jerry. So whatever model bed you like, we can make it where you get your legs up so you don't get the swelling in your legs. We can get your back up, take the pressure off your back, and just give you comfort at the same time.
And Paso Robles, the mattress specialist, is at 13th and Riverside.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Dozens of agricultural organizations expressed concern about the dire economic conditions U.S. farmers face in a letter last week to Congress. America's farmers, ranchers, and growers are facing extreme economic pressures that threaten the long-term viability of the U.S. agriculture sector, the group said in a January 15th letter, which was addressed to majority and minority leaders in the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives. An alarming number of farmers are financially underwater. Farm bankruptcies continue to climb, and many farmers have difficulty securing financing to grow their next crop. Signatories of the letter, which was organized by the American Farm Bureau Federation, including groups representing California-grown crops such as pistachios, avocados, citrus, walnuts, and table grapes. Local news was sponsored by Joe's One-Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by K-John's and Atascadero, where something new is happening this January. Clouds this morning giving way to partly cloudy skies for the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. Southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight with becoming overcast overnight with low 40s. Southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Highs in the low 60s. Northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday and Tuesday, mostly cloudy on Wednesday, partly cloudy on Thursday and Friday. Low 60s Sunday, mid-60s on Monday, upper 60s on Tuesday, low 60s Wednesday, mid-60s on Thursday, 67 a week from today. Currently, it is 39 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by K-John's and Atascadero. Keep your radio on KPRL because this January, something new and exciting is happening at K-John's. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Americans are more optimistic about the economy at the end of January. The University of Michigan's consumer sentiment reading improved to 56.4. That's the best read since August. Those surveyed are anticipating interest rates will improve in coming months. Intel's disappointing quarter is contributing to drag down stocks today. Its forecast was mixed. Investors may be taking profits after Intel's jump in share price. Gold's price rose to a record again today, and gold has remained over $4,900 a troy ounce. Oil services company SLB is expressing optimism about this year, about demand from the Middle East, and also says it's receiving inquiries about business in Venezuela. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
New Year's resolutions sound great on January 1st, but January 10th, not so much. This year, there's one resolution worth keeping: getting your finances in order. For many people, that starts with balance. Not just growth, but protection too. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. For over a decade, they've made it easy for investors to add gold and silver to their portfolios and reduce market risk. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people. It's not too late. With the holiday rush behind you, it's time to shop for you. The Blender's winter sale is in full swing with up to 50% off. Stop by the Blender's and see what's waiting for you. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Happy New Year from the Blender's, 538 12th Street in downtown Paso Robles.
Coming up this weekend, KPRL, Saturday morning at 6:05. It's Pure Country. Then Diane will be in for a couple of hours, wheeling and dealing on the country store. Jimmy will be here at the 9 o'clock hour. Jukebox Saturday night. Gary starting at 7:05. He will have the amazing team, husband and wife, Steve and Edie. And then Sunday, starting at 11, football. New England and the Broncos, and then the game right after that will be the Rams and the Seahawks, all here on KPRL.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
2-1, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, everyone. This is Jim with Roosters Firearms. I just want to say from all of us at Roosters, we hope you had a very Merry Christmas, and we're looking forward to the new year. And speaking of the new year, we will see more handgun varieties entering California for your buying pleasure. And I will do my best to stock the most popular brands and models so you can come in, touch them, feel them, and check them out. However, the new year comes with some new firearms laws that take effect on January 1. All standalone barrel purchases must go through a licensed dealer for an in-person background check, and the sale of certain firearm parts will now require identification and age verification using a government-issued photo ID and your signature on a written acknowledgement.
This is Monica. From our Mulhall family to your family, we certainly want to make sure that you will enjoy your visit to Roosters in the upcoming year. A new year means another new start and time to buy a new gun. Our staff is knowledgeable and friendly and ready to serve your needs. We look forward to seeing you at 98 South Main Street in beautiful downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. On January 21, 1900, one of the Old West's most intriguing and gruesome men died in a veterans hospital in California. This is a strange ending for the man who was depicted in a movie starring Robert Redford called Jeremiah Johnson. Johnson was a red-bearded giant of a man who headed to the mountains when most mountain men were leaving them. Early on, Johnson came across a covered wagon that had been attacked by Indians. The only survivor was the mother, and she had been driven mad from the experience. Over the years, John Johnson provided her with food. The Indians left her alone because they felt she had been driven mad from the touch of the Great Spirit. Johnson took a flathead woman as his wife. When he was away trapping, a crow raiding party killed his wife and the baby she was carrying. This started the legend for which Liver-Eating Johnson was known. For 20 years, Johnson took revenge against the crow. He supposedly killed as many as 300 crow Indians, with a few Sioux thrown in for extra measure. And legend says he ate the livers of the Indians he killed. Later, Liver-Eating Johnson came out of the mountains and joined the Union Army during the Civil War. After the war, he was a deputy sheriff in Wyoming. As he got older, Johnson made peace with the Crow Indians, and on January 21, 1900, he died in a veterans hospital in California. Why did John Johnson eat the livers of the Indians? Was he a cannibal? Technically, yes. But Indians often ate the raw liver of animals they killed. They believed it would transfer the power of the animal to the hunter. Maybe he wanted the Indians to think anyone who would do something this gruesome was touched by the Great Spirit. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Unwind with social hour at Cello Restaurante and Bar inside Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Monday through Thursday from 3 to 5, enjoy $5 draft beer, $10 draft wine and margarita pizza, and $14 barrel-aged cocktails crafted with locally sourced ingredients. You'll find a thoughtful mix of local and imported draft wines, local craft beers, and cocktails aged for 30 days for exceptional depth and flavor. Let the Paso evenings begin.
We ask Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
We've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the big, beautiful bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the salt limitation. That's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points of that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Medeiros, CPA, 805-466-7249.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South counties. Call 805-460-0650. The Templeton Fire Department announced that they'll be having a prescribed burn training on Sunday, January 25th. The burn starts at 9 a.m. and concludes at 6 p.m. on Sunday. Held at 1400 South Main Street, smoke and drifting smoke are expected throughout the day, but the burn poses no threat to neighboring businesses or residences. The Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority will be holding two stakeholder workshops in February to discuss and gather stakeholder feedback. Workshops are available now ahead of the workshop at pasorobles.org, due February 4th. The meetings are in person on February 10th and online February 11th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy skies this morning, then partly cloudy, highs in the mid-60s. It's 39 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Pompa. Snow and plenty of it from the massive blast from Old Man Winter near our governor, Kathy Hochul.
12 to 18 inches of snow possible across Long Island, New York City, Hudson Valley, Capital Region, Southern Tier, Mohawk Valley, and Central New York.
Another major concern.
We're going to have significant icing across the Carolinas, looking at potentials of anywhere from a quarter inch to an inch.
Duke Energy spokesperson Jeff Brooks earlier on Fox's America's Newsroom. National Weather Service Director Ken Graham on Fox and Friends this morning.
Listen to local officials. If schools are closed, you know, stay home, stay put.
said emergency affected in several states. Fox News is told by federal sources that Ryan Wedding, a former Olympian FBI fugitive, now in custody, FBI Director Kash Patel, will deliver an update this morning. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. When tax laws change, confidence matters. With the Big Beautiful Bill bringing new deductions, credits, and rules, your locally owned and operated H&R Block is here to help you make sense of it all. Our trusted tax pros stay up to date on the latest changes so you don't have to. H&R Block helps you get every dollar you deserve, fast, accurate, and stress-free. This tax season, trust H&R Block to help you navigate the Big Beautiful Bill with confidence. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your taxes done right.
Burlogger Excavation has been serving the Central Coast for over 28 years, and they specialize in bulldozer work for ranch and rural landowners. Call Burlogger if you need roads graded, fire breaks, or have erosion issues. Whether you need springtime disking, clearing, or general bulldozer work, they have the machines to tackle the job. Call or text 805-674-5141 or find them on the Creston Sawmill Burlogger Excavation Facebook page.
Since 1979, you've been able to look to Michaels Optical for a beautiful selection of designer eyewear. You have looked at us for glasses and frames from infants to adults and top brand names in fashion eyewear like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. You have looked at us at Michaels Optical to take advantage of the VIP savings and the convenience of no-hassle parking. You looked at us because we have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and our special one-of-a-kind personal service that you won't find anywhere else. So if you want the best in designer eyewear, here's where to look. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. To look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
All righty, the right choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. Well, some clouds, maybe some sun. This has changed a couple of times today. But it says here, some clouds this morning will give way generally to sunny skies in the afternoon. It's beautiful. Highs in the mid-60s, clouds tonight, overnight lows in the mid-30s. Clouds giving way to mainly sunny skies for your Saturday, and highs should be in the low 60s. Cloudy Sunday, low 60s, upper 60s Monday, Tuesday, low 60s Wednesday, mid-60s Thursday, and upper 60s sunny Friday. Today's UV index will be 3, and up and down we go, 7:09 a.m., 5:21 p.m. And let's see, where are we at? 39 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, slide into swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay, email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech brought to you by Reds on Time Plumbing. 238-5775, which you can text. 238-KPRL, set, ready, go.
Help, I need somebody. Not just anybody. Help. You know I need someone.
The Morning Exchange.
Oh.
KPRL.
And to the phone line we go. Good morning.
Good morning. You've been busy. This is Pam and Pat. So, Kevin, good morning, you and Chris. I wanted to know if I could just do a shout-out for some people that are your morning listeners, for ping-pong players and pickleball players. I'm looking to find partners, and I would like to let people know that I will be available.
You any good?
Oh, yes. I'm an avid ping-pong player.
Well, you could be avid. I'm asking, are you good? Because people, you know, they have, different levels of skills that they may want or not want to play with some people.
Right. No, I'm in the B category.
Okay. So you're pretty good.
Yes. That and tennis both. So, yes, I can be reached at 805-674-7437.
All righty. Well, good luck, and keep it up.
Okay, thank you so much. You have a blessed day. Take care.
All right. On email, Kevin, did you know that Mariska Hegarty is Jane Mansfield's daughter? Yes, I did know. And she looks nothing like her. Let's see here. Okay, that was from the other day. Regarding the I Voted art contest, how likely is it for a voter to not speak any English? I have no idea. Let's see here. Okay, we already had that on the data centers for the AI, and then also somebody sent me some more information about the AI, the good, the bad, and not the ugly, though, just good and bad. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Chris. Hey, on Chris's announcement of this Praga, the guys that think they're the water authority over the basin, you know, in that statement he talks about they're looking at stakeholder involvement. Okay, we're not stakeholders. We're overliers, and we have the priority right. And the other thing, they want to feel the temperature on adding seats to the board, to have a seat for a de minimis guy, have a seat for a small farmer, so on and so forth. They're making a full circle back to the Assembly Bill 2453 that we voted against in March of 2016, to have the same people be in charge, offer you a biscuit to sit at the table, to think that you're getting something, to come up with a way to charge you to belong to an organization that has done nothing. So I just want the people to be aware, if you go to these meetings, which I hope you go and listen to what they're trying to come up with, in 2022, they got a $7.6 million grant. That grant was wasted. They had to give money back, and part of that grant told them what they could and couldn't spend money on. They spent money out of that grant to push that 218 vote process to form a new board, which was illegal to use grant money to do that. These are how these guys run a board. They could have used their own money, but they didn't. Back in 2016, when we voted against that, some of these people weren't here at that time. They were saying that we needed $1 million a year for management of the basin. That was over 10 years ago. We obviously didn't need $1 million a year to run the mismanagement of these guys.
What you're saying is they want to come back and basically try it again.
Yeah, so we had that proposition was in a 7-9 person board with different sized properties and different fees for what they felt you were using or not using to do whatever. What projects are majority of the people that live over the basin willing to pay for certain people to keep doing what they're doing? These two fake water districts were supposed to have a majority of land over the basin to be able to form a water district and have what's called a system of works. And the system of works is a way to transfer the water between the individuals. Are there any canals or piping across anybody's property to the next guy's property? No. So they didn't meet the conditions. And the people pushing that assembly bill at that time were Frank Meacham and, guess, our favorite water pirate, Bruce Gibson. And they were the applicants to form that, and they sat on the LAFCO board and voted on their own application, spent $1 million of taxpayers' money from the county, and they lost by almost 80% from the people figuring out that, why do you want to tax yourself to have a group of individuals that are not the majority telling you what to do and give up your overlier's rights to the priority right of the beneficial use of water to other people to dictate to you what you can and can't do?
Greg, is it possible, Now, I know that, you know, there will always be some sort of water agency. But here in this area, because what we're seeing with vineyards and the wine industry itself, could it be, could there come a point where they're not even needed because it's not an issue anymore?
Correct. So one of the things they're going to vote on here, I think it's the 28th, whatever the next Board of Supervisors meeting is it's already been through the Planning Commission, is to get rid of what's called the five-year look back on that planning ordinance that the county did back in 2013, which created a lot of these problems. So the guys now who overplanted want that five-year look back to go away, and then they'll fallow on their own, which farmers used to fallow on their own before they created that. That ordinance, which was promised to be a two-year timeout and never be permanent, was a lie, and it was like yelling fire in an auditorium. People got scared. They planted more, and they put in more wells and stuff because they were worried about what was going to happen. So then people moved out of the basin area into other areas and started irrigating more in the watershed areas, thinking, okay, we're outside of the limits. We can do what we want over here.
But which created
a whole new problem.
But some did that too because they wanted to establish a history, right?
Correct. So your investor groups wanted to establish a historic use of the water. They don't care about the grapes. The grapes is just something to have on the land so they can irrigate. There's thousands of acres of grapes in the Shandon area that Canadian company bought from Harvard that were never picked this year. We got photos of them. You can drive through on Truesdale. You can see thousands of acres of vines with grapes still hanging on them that were never picked. So instead of charging people for the water they use, why don't we charge for the water that's misused? Why don't we charge for the water that's not cleaned properly and recharged from the city of Paso that's dumped in the river and exported? Why don't we charge for irrigating a field and not harvesting a crop because it's an investment, you don't really need it? Why don't we charge the county for not using the 100 acre feet of state water after they built a $1 million turnout in the town of Shandon that only uses 100 acre feet of water? We're not. Their management skills are ridiculous, and all we do is go in a circle back to where we started.
Well, so they want to make another run, and how are they going to do it? They've tried this, you know, this last time, the finagling, and how quick they were able to do it, or not maybe as quick, but, you know, the dates and running out. So what can they possibly do next to think that they're going to get the majority vote that they need?
Well, they need to convince people, like they tried in that previous thing in 2016.
But they
to give,
right,
to
so
give
they,
up their rights
so,
and to join a group.
But they've been
and to pay a fee.
Greg, they've been trying for 10 years, and the percentages, they're still getting hammered by the votes.
Correct. They thought there was no way they could lose the 218 because the 218 was a automatic yes unless you sent in a refusal. And, oh, my God, they got more refusals than they thought. They said, there's no way we can win. You know, if they mailed stuff to a bad address and it didn't get returned, it was counted as a yes? This is how crazy. This is why they chose that form. They spent money on a consultant to come up with the rate. They spent money on a company to come up with what certain people should pay. They came up with lawyers that made sure that supposedly this stuff was legal. They were paying six attorneys in what they called an attorney workshop group to try to come up with what they needed to do to tax the people over the area. And at that same time, here we are, January, the end of January of 2026. This started in December of 2024, a little before November of 2024. And all they did was work on, how are we going to tax the people? They didn't do one beneficial thing, which was the first is really, really simple. Outreach. Bruce Gibson has had not one meeting since he took over at the Board of Supervisors for outreach for the people that live over the base and that he's supposed to be in charge of. They're not using beneficial, the best management practices, which would be use your surplus water.
Mm-hmm.
Is there an extra 20-something thousand acre-feet of water sitting in the Salinas Reservoir that's never used, even though San Luis gets to use it? They don't use very much of it. It sits there. They're not operating the dam properly.
Right. Well.
And they're not using Anasi water. And they're not because they don't want the expense, even though they want to be in charge of this stuff. They want you to pay for the expense of what they call management. We were tasked by the state of California to develop a plan. We did that. We were tasked that the plan needed to be approved. It is. All you have to do now is have the county under the flood control, which is the GSA for the county, to fulfill the obligations in the plan. They don't take tons of money to do the things we need to do. You're talking about this bridge next to South Elpomar on Creston Road. The bridge got damaged in those rains because the flood control didn't do the upkeep they needed to do so that the debris that was in the waterways wouldn't damage the bridges. And then they got emergency funds to fix them. They fixed that thing, but obviously they didn't do a great job, so now they're having to fix it better. They're probably fixing it better so they can add bike lanes on both sides.
Well, the bridge is 85 years old.
Hey, how old is Hoover Dam, Boulder Dam? We used to build stuff pretty good. We didn't have to worry about it.
I don't know the exact age of the Hoover Dam, but I'm only guessing here, considering the size of it, that is probably checked out and maintained very, very often.
The Santa Margarita Reservoir Dam, the Salinas Reservoir, was built in 49. It's somehow still there.
Mm-hmm.
And you're correct. Things need to be monitored, maintained, and then we don't have these issues. Go ahead.
My guess is that nobody paid attention to that bridge. Again, it's not a dam.
Correct.
You know, it's sitting out there and, you know, on Creston Road that, well, until X amount of years ago, most people didn't know it existed. So, again, that's just... government not taking care of the places that are far away from us, or again, such a little bridge that no big deal. No, who thought about it except the people that lived out there? And what did they really have much concern about it anyway?
Well, you know, if you got down into any of these riverbeds with a tractor and somebody wanted to report you, if you were cleaning it up so you wouldn't have a problem with debris, they'd be all over you.
Yep.
Look at what they have to go through to put the goats in down at the other river. Yet the homeless can throw all the trash they want and live down there, and nothing's done about it.
Yep. Well, okay, so we'll see what happens at this meeting coming up. But always thanks for the information.
You got it. Thank you very much.
All right. All right, as we wind it down today here on this Friday edition, good or bad, AI, as I refer to as Al. Advantage of artificial intelligence, increased efficiency. AI can automate repetitive tasks, save time in reducing human error. Enhancing decision-making. AI analyzes large data, sets quickly, providing insight that help in making informed decisions. Accessibility can assist marginalized groups, improving accessibility for people with disabilities 24/7. And improve safety. It can perform dangerous tasks, reducing risk to human workers and hazardous environments. One of the things here on the decision making, then that goes back to the critical thinking. What happens with critical thinking? And also, I asked this question several weeks ago. Do we want a perfect society? All right, disadvantages of artificial intelligence. Jobs displacement. It says here, automation may lead to job losses in certain sectors. No, it's not a may lead to, it will. Bias and discrimination. Systems can perpetuate existing biases if trained on flawed data, leading to unfair outcomes. Well, that gets back to the concern about your ethics of the people who are in control or handle or whatever they do. The privacy, the dependence on technology, over-reliance on AI may undermine critical thinking and problem-solving skills in humans. AI, this is information, can generate and spread false information. Well, we can do that on our own right now. Contributing to the spread of fake news and harmful content. Well, again, we're doing that now anyway. So, okay. So it's here. It's going to get more. It's up to you, folks. All right, we got a couple of minutes left here on the Morning Exchange. 238-5775, 238-KPRL, exactly about 3 minutes. 3 minutes. Okay, so let's see what happened on this day. This was huge. The TV miniseries Roots began airing in 1977 for 8 consecutive nights. Oh, boy, I didn't realize it was that long. The series received 37 Primetime Emmy Award nominations, winning 9. And it is considered the first blockbuster miniseries. Okay. Some of you may remember this. Remember the Pueblo? North Korea captured the USS Pueblo on this day in 1968. And the crew was released in December. The Pueblo, by the way, is still held by North Korea and is still a commissioned U.S. Navy vessel. I had no idea about that there. My goodness. Let's see here. What else do we have? The world's deadliest earthquake is in recorded history in China, killing 830,000 people. It was a 520-mile-wide area was destroyed, and some countries as much as 60% of the population were killed. Whoa. The A-Team debuted on this day in 1983. I heard of it, but I never saw it. The 24th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, 1964, is ratified, specifying that a person could not be required to pay a tax to vote in federal elections. No, but maybe we should have some other things. What else do we have? The 20th Amendment, the Constitution, 1933, is ratified, called the Lame Duck Amendment. It moved the beginning of the president and vice president's terms from March to January, and members of Congress from March to January. The time between an election and a successor taking office is often referred to as the lame duck period. Okay, so those are just a couple of things that happened on this day in history. And for those of you who probably, I think it became popular or came back in the 1960s. An American inventor, though, in 1847, well, not in 1847, he was born. He patented the Ouija board in 1891. And again, I think there was a big game that came out in the mid to late 60s had to do with the Ouija board. I know I never had one, but anyway, so those are just a couple of things that took place on this day in history as we wind it down. And oh, I forgot an important one. American inventor Fred Morrison, he invented the Frisbee in 1937. I'm sure everybody's played with a Frisbee.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. A bridge on Creston Road, about 5 miles east of Pass Robles, was damaged from previous winter storms, and the County Board of Supervisors opened a contract for bids in December last year to replace it with a new concrete bridge. The contract will be discussed in the Board of Supervisors meeting Tuesday, January 27th. The County Elections Office is calling on young artists to submit I Voted sticker designs for the upcoming 2026 elections. The entry period starts on Tuesday, and entries will be accepted through March 10th. Winners will be announced in April. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy skies this morning, partly cloudy for the afternoon, highs in the mid-60s, it's 40 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, it's almost 100% open mic Friday. Kenny is flying solo, but he will have on for a bit. Shannon Kessler, she's a California Assembly District candidate, that's in 30. She'll be running up against Dawn Addis. Enjoy that, enjoy your weekend. and continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business, keep the cash local, and continue to live as free Americans. This hour was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.